ね、ファンボーイですね。
We got down to discussing some details of Winifred's character as a different child.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, Dick, don't you think I could help her more with her earlier life? I mean, there'd be a lot of things.
Well, that's
maybe.
Winifred. What do you remember of Winifred as a baby?
Winifred. Remember the bonnet quivers made for her, and the bonnet and the curls.
Well, she was a beautiful baby.
Baby, yeah.
But what else do you remember? Any little incidents of her as a baby that I might forget?
You know, I remember lots of things about the Frank and Dick. I was telling them, you know, how the camera was always around then. You remember that?
Oh, yes.
I mean, with the high hat and the pajamas and the pipe and the everything.
I have some of them in there to show you in that album. Pictures.
Right. And I also remember Dick taking him for a walk in the morning before he used to go to the office. Do you remember that? How he used to take him and he'd walk him around.
Was that out here?
No.
That was down on Moore Street. And I remember one time I was skipping along with Frank. Frank was just a little toddler. And I was so interested in him that I was late for school. When I got up there, Sister Mercedes cracked my hand. Remember, she gave me this crack on my hand. And I remember taking Frank and Dick and Lee. Chapel of St. Thomas' Church, and we were locked in, we were panicky, we were just little babies, things like that. Winifred, she was just precious and adorable, but and what do you remember? What are some of the things you remember about her?
Well, the whooping cough, you said, and the
diphtheria.
Oh, I remember the diphtheria and the pneumonia, and that she was just like
a doll baby,
baby
a
and
boy,
that she was just like an only child. She was so petted and cared for.
Well, wasn't there something interesting about her being the first one to be married? What did Pop say to Paul Allen when he proposed or when he asked Pop permission?
I don't know, but Pop hated to see Winifred go.
Yeah.
He felt Winifred was going to be a nun and always called her the Mother Superior. And I think it was a disappointment to him to think that she was going to be married.
But I don't think Winifred ever gave being a religious thought.
She did.
I think she always wanted to be a mother.
And
yes,
she was a second year in college. She wanted to leave and go to the order. And she didn't leave then, and then
did
it passed.
Did you think about all the heartache she had with her in her romances? And
no.
You didn't?
No, I lived her romances with
did
her.
Did you tell her your advice that you gave her when she was going to, thinking about marrying an Italian boy? You said, would you like his mother to be the grandmother of your children? Remember saying that?
No.
Which was wisdom. She had her hair high up on the top of her head, and you had used every other argument you knew. And you just said to her very calmly, "All right, Winifred, would you like his mother to be the grandmother of your children?" You don't remember that?
Oh, was that Delanza?
Yeah.
She was that close to marrying him.
Oh, yes, I think she got seriously married.
Well, he had an airplane and all the things.
And a motorboat and everything else. He had everything that he could give her, everything as far as money went. But he couldn't give her much else because he didn't have the same attitude towards marriage as our boys do.
She got him to go to Malvern.
She got him to come back to church. He was out of church for years before he went with her, and he's still going to church.
Well, was that your main trouble with him, that he wasn't attentive enough to church?
I didn't think he was just Winifred's intellectual equal. And I didn't think she would be happy with him, because I knew that his ideals of marriage were very different to ours. His idea was that he'd have a wife, but he could go on and flitter away and flirt the rest of his life with other women. And he was very plain about it. And his father was an example in front of him, too, of the same type. So that I didn't want her to marry into anything like that. But it wasn't, I suppose, until she realized that she was marrying a family as well as him.
That was it. That was what you brought
that
up.
That she gave it up.
And did you tell him how she always had the house filled with her friends? And fact, I sometimes think that Marge was very much like you growing up. And then again, I think Winnie was.
Well, Marge has very high ideals.
Yeah.
And
but
Marge
I mean they're socialized.
Yes. Well, I'm not saying that Winnie doesn't. Winnie does, too.
Mm.
But Marge is not as sociable a creature as Winifred, or social, rather, not sociable, because she's very particular and perspicacious about whom she chooses as friends. Winifred was a real social person. She loved everybody, just as my mother did. Yes. And
she's more like your mother.
Yes, and she brought girls in every weekend, 3, 4, 5 of them.
Thought nothing of it.
And they always had boys, and had them here for meals and everything else.
She had good time.
Yep.
Dad got off some funny remark to Dan Walsh when he proposed and showed Dad the ring. Dad said, well now, brother, remember that's legally hers once you give it to her. He said something funny like that to everyone. What was it to Paul Allen?
Well, he said to Dan, it's your funeral, not mine.
Yeah, but what did he say to Winnie, Paul, about Winnie? Did you remember anything cute about that? For she had just come out of the hospital. He wasn't that anxious. But she
he didn't want her to marry, no. No. No, I don't remember, except that he said to one of them that it was his funeral, not his.
Well, what about Patrick? He was a kind of a different character than the first three, wasn't he?
Definitely.
He was entirely different. He just, no matter who came to the house and sat down at the table at dinner, they would pick out Patrick and say, who's that? Even in looks, he was a different child. And
like
in mannerisms, and in many different ways, he was entirely different from all of them. He sort of took himself apart. He lived a life unto his own, because when Patrick's first 7 years, Aunt Mary lived here, and Aunt Mary took Patrick over as her baby.
Yeah.
And
he was more independent than the others, and he would say things that the others wouldn't say, Patrick. I mean,
he would talk
scolding,
to Pop things, yeah. But
scolding never made any dent.
Never.
Dick was sensitive.
Yes.
And Frank would cry, but Patrick just